Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom. Da-da-da-da-da. Or something like that.
What'd you do with all that money, Bob?
What money?
The money your mama gave you for music lessons.
I spent it on drum lessons and the stupid stoner drummer hardly ever showed up.
Oh, that is
so
true.
So I didn't learn diddly squat.
That is true, isn't it?
That's it.
Yep, that's all you got?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, sad.
That's the extent of my musical talent. Mm. I can sing along in the shower, but even in the
along
shower, I know I can't match the pitch. But that's me. Mm. But, you know, I'm blessed in other ways, Greg.
Okay.
You're not aware.
Good to know. Don't want to know those, I don't know.
Did I mention it's 8:08? Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Chicago's a mess. 1,500 shooting victims so far in 2025. You've got the mayor there creating ICE-free zones to impede immigration arrests. You've got allegations, and it's on audio, and it's printed out. Maybe they didn't use the word stand down, but there were ICE agents that were being attacked, literally being attacked and rammed by other vehicles. And Chicago Police Department basically said, don't respond.
Wow.
That is sick.
Wow.
Why would they protect the bad guys? And you say, well, maybe they're not all bad guys. Well, listen to this. Federal agents in Chicago, the city in question, mm-hmm. on Monday arrested a suspected Latin Kings leader accused of offering cash bounties to capture and kill a senior immigration officer working with Operation Midway Blitz.
And so, you know, Latin Kings is not a band.
No.
No.
So cash bounties to kill
Amazing.
Federal law enforcement.
Okay.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Illinois unsealed a criminal complaint Monday charging 37-year-old Chicago resident Juan Espinoza Martinez with a single count of murder for hire. DHS identified the official that Martinez allegedly placed a bounty on as commander at large of the U.S. Border Patrol Chief Gregory Bovino. Martinez was taken into custody Monday morning, though his initial court appearance has not yet been scheduled. U.S. Attorney Andrew Boutros called the alleged plot an attack on the rule of law. Putting a price on the life of a law enforcement officer is an attack on the rule of law. The defendant's actions in this case demonstrate a profound contempt for human life and public safety. Under my leadership, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago will hold defendants accountable for their grave criminal actions and ensure that no federal officer has to fear for their life for doing their job. Martinez is a ranking member of the Latin Kings, a gang notorious for violent crimes and drug trafficking across Chicago. DHS said Martinez is from Mexico and entered the U.S. illegally at an unknown date and time. But the mayor of Chicago wants to protect people like him.
Wow.
I mean, you can't say, oh, no, I don't want to protect people like him. Well, who do you think is going to seek your ice-free zones you're setting up in the city? People who don't fear law enforcement, or people who very much fear law enforcement because they're the bad guys? This makes no sense. And this guy, Brandon Johnson, have you seen him? Have you seen the statements that he's made?
Oh, just an idiot.
He is just over the top. He is, he is harsh, and he's anti-American, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Chicago's self-proclaimed progressive mayor, Brandon Johnson, has written an executive order aiming at creating ice-free zones in the Windy City to impede federal law enforcement from doing their jobs. During a Monday press conference, a left-wing Democrat mayor excoriated Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers as a rogue, reckless group of heavily armed, masked individuals, and claimed to have made certain parts of the city off-limits to federal law enforcement officers. Can you imagine that?
No.
Jeopardize what's already a difficult operation and a mission that ICE has. And they're on that mission because that's constitutionally what the law says to do, to get rid of people who are here illegally. I mean, this whole mess, they act like, you know, Trump's trying to start trouble. It's like, no, the guy that started trouble was Biden, the auto pen, and the shadow folks that work, I guess, with him.
Yeah.
That's who created the problem when nearly 20 million folks came into our nation. No protocols there. You know, and it was also interesting, wasn't it, that even in the middle of COVID, it's not like they were screening these people. It's not like they were taking the vaccines they were coming in here when we, at the same time, were told, if you don't get the vaccine, you don't love your grandmother and you're going to kill her. That's what we were told.
And
you're going to kill her.
And get fired. So you're going to kill your family members and get fired. Now,
yeah.
But no, wait a minute. I thought Trump was the authoritarian.
Mm-hmm. Interesting how that kind of comes out.
It does. Comes around, doesn't it?
All right. Whoopi Goldberg wants, people to wear blackface? Is that what she's saying?
Well, I don't know. When she dated Ted Danson years ago, they went to a party and he wore blackface.
He did?
Yeah.
And so, let me ask you this. Is this some sort of racial or cultural appropriation she's asking for?
Okay.
Monday, on The View, Whoopi Goldberg said, Super Bowl attendees should tan and use Latin accents to confuse Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers after Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said federal agents will be at the event following the announcement that singer Bad Bunny is a halftime show performer.
So get a tan and talk with a Hispanic accent. Yes, if you did that as a conservative, they would run you out of town on a rail, as they used to say, because that would be
cultural
appropriation.
Yeah.
And so now she's encouraging it.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a little inconsistency here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joy Behar, Joyless, as you like to call her.
Yeah, I do.
Do you think that she would go if it was Garth Brooks or Eminem or Taylor Swift or any other white person? Yeah, Kristi Noem might go if it was Garth Brooks. You know why? Because then it'd actually be good entertainment. I would go, too. I mean, if DHS was paying.
Yeah.
Understand what you're saying, because she's going to the Super Bowl and round up, and then Whoopi interrupts her. How's she going to know who's who? Behar said, because the Supreme Court has given permission to question anyone who has a Spanish accent who has dark skin.
those were the exact words, Joyless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, those are the exact words. These people.
And then Whoopi said, here's the thing. Everybody get a little cocoa butter. Sit in the sun. That's the first thing. And then, and this is the only time you can probably ever do this, give yourself a Latin accent.
Oh, so that she's given you a
she's
pass
given
here.
Permission for you to appropriate someone else's culture, not hers.
But she's allowed.
Not hers.
She's a woman
she's
of
not,
color.
She's not Latino.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Behar agreed. You know, Whoopi, that is a good idea.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, the geniuses unite. Wow.
Alyssa Farah Griffin, the co-host, the quasi used to be sort of normal, she said, I can't afford a Super Bowl ticket. Really?
Wow.
You're on The View?
Wow.
You need new management. Yeah.
Yeah. Get Kimmel's management over. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Unreal. These people. How that show is still on the air and supported, it just blows my mind.
It's their contribution to the DNC. Mm. That's the network's way of giving back, even if they lose money and turn off viewers.
Wow.
Because there's a greater agenda at work, Greg.
Yes, there is.
Do you want democracy to disappear at the hands of jackbooted thugs and authoritarian autocratic president? Is that what you want, Greg?
Well, if I lived in a country like that, no, I wouldn't, but I live in a different kind of country.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I was just checking.
We're a representative republic with an amazing president.
Just trying to make sure you're still American.
I'm American.
8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yeah, we're going to have some fun. Also, some headlines, information, all the important stuff coming your way on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Jags win. Yeah, that's right. Man, oh man, what a game. And really capped off by Trevor Lawrence, around the 1 or 2 yard line. He takes the snap and then falls down. You know how they trip sometimes, like their leg gets tangled up with one of their offensive linemen? That appears what happened. So he's on the ground.
Okay.
He gets back up. He stumbles again like Joe Biden going up Air Force One stairs. It looked painful. It looked like, what the heck? Oh. And this is a professional athlete. Oh. And but he just kind of gets it together just enough to struggle a few steps, finds an opening, and basically falls into the end zone.
Oh, wow.
But we'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take that win over Kansas City. So the Jags are now, 4-1. And Trevor Lawrence, the whole gang, looking pretty sharp. They didn't look great when I fell asleep. That's why I was pleasantly surprised when I woke up and found out that they won 31-28. Over Kansas City, who is struggling. I believe they're 2-3. When's the last time KC was 2-3? Like, Hank Schramm was a coach or what? That's a dated reference, by the way.
But we'll take
for me.
We'll take a win, even if it's an embarrassing win.
Just that embarrassing kind of moment. The win overall was legit.
That's true.
But he just...
The first stumble, yeah. It's the second one and then the... Yeah.
But he got in. See, if he didn't get in.
That would be painful.
And it would all be sad and bad and what's wrong with you and put one foot in front of the other like mom taught you. But he came out on top.
That's
we like
awesome.
That.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's cool.
President Donald Trump, he made no bones about it last night. He was like, hey, let's open this government back up. Let's get it done tonight. Which, in case you're checking, No, it didn't happen. And he said, look, we've got one of the most successful economies, you know. Let's get this government over. Let's move. And Democrats, Nope, at least not enough of them. What do we got? 3 or 4 that'll do it? What do we need? 8, I think, something like that. Democrats have shut down the United States government right in the midst of one of the most successful economies, including a record stock market that our country's ever had. Trump posted this on Truth Social, quote, this has sadly affected so many programs, services, and other elements of society that Americans rely on, and it should not have happened. I am happy to work with the Democrats on their failed health care policies or anything else. But first, they must allow our government to reopen, he added. In fact, they should open our government tonight, meaning last night. Trump made the post after Senate Democrats again blocked Republican efforts to reopen the government, ensuring the shutdown will last at least a week. Senate Minority Leader Chucky Schumer and most Democrats say they won't support funding the government unless Congress agrees to extend expiring Obamacare subsidies. So, yeah, and part of those subsidies, the way it works is it's a plan to provide health care for illegal immigrants. It'll cost about $200 billion a year, and they believe up to $1.5 trillion over 10 years. This is not something that most Americans support, and the voters have been polled on this many, many times, but yet the Democrats still refuse to give an inch. They think that giving away your hard-earned money or putting your grandchildren deeper in debt is worth it for people that have broken the law to be here. So, as long as they're not paying for it directly, I guess they don't really care.
They don't really think ahead, do they?
Speaker Mike Johnson commented on the whole thing. He held a press conference and made it clear that Democrats are being incredibly misleading in their messaging. He says, you want to look at the real facts. To keep the lights on, keep the government open, you've got to pass this. Appropriators can finish this very healthy process for the people they represent, maintaining that this was a clean, continuing resolution. Why do we say it's clean? Because there's nothing to it. It's 24 pages. It's the bare minimum. It just says keep the status quo. Reminding Democrats that the status quo is very much the Biden-era policies and spending that they have not been able to fix yet. We're in the process of getting appropriations done to prepare all that, but we need more time to do it. So in a bipartisan fashion, Democrats and Republicans got together and said, you know what, fine, let's extend this until November 21st. The Democrats in the House agreed to that. That was the date we put on the floor. We pass it out of the House in bipartisan fashion and send it over to the Senate. And then he explained that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer changed his tune and is now trying to save face among fellow Democrats, namely the radical left wing of his party. So this is politics at play. This is Chuck Schumer afraid that if he doesn't appear more leftist, then he'll have AOC breathing down his neck and eventually taking his seat. Mm-hmm. Sooner maybe rather than later. And old Chucky is a little concerned about that, because what else would he do with his miserable life?
Good point. And he loves the power.
Yes.
Yep.
8:27 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the pumpkin patch is open. Buy a pumpkin, feed a child. And you can go to that .com site and find out more about it. Gainesville Church of God. And during the week, they're open from 3 to 7. So bring the kids and enjoy. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yep, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday brought to you by Florence recycling. Hey, Jeeptoberfest is coming this weekend to Ocala. The Ocala Jeep Club helped to put this together, and it's the Southeast's longest running 3-day Jeep exclusive event. Proceeds donated go to local charities, going Friday through Sunday, and it's going to be a good time for everybody at the Florida Horse Park West Gate. For more information, just go to OcalaJeepClub.com. I'm wearing my Jeep shirt today. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome.
You look good?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, Gainesville Jeepers.
Uh-huh.
I like.
Oh, yeah.
Jeeps and country music, they can kind of go together, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's with this deal, Zach Bryan? This country music star.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that some of those songs I have to hear you have to tell me who does them, but
exactly,
I would know
yeah.
the songs.
Right.
But I'm not as familiar as I am with more my old school classic rock, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But
what's he up to?
Well, normally he hasn't been one that played in the political game much, you know? Just does his thing.
Okay.
But he's got a new song, apparently. It's called Bad News. And it starts out with some tough guy lyrics. You know, he says, didn't wake up, dead or in jail. And he's missing his girlfriend. Says the cops came and then called the police, cocky MFers.
Mm. Oh, so it's
yeah,
not a family
the police,
song.
Yeah,
okay.
No. But wait.
Okay.
Here's where it gets controversial.
Okay.
In the second verse, he says, and ICE is going to come.
Oh,
bust
no.
down your door. Try to build a house. No one builds no more. But I got a telephone. Kids are scared and all alone. The boss stopped bumping. The rock star rolling. The middle finger's rising, and it won't stop showing. I got some bad news. The fading of the red, white, and blue.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not going to go well with some country fans. I don't. Now, admittedly, Nashville has gotten more lefty libby, but the average country fan, I don't think they're going to. I don't think so.
Yeah,
you it's the ones I know.
You got to know who your audience is,
yeah.
or you could say, okay, be true to your values, and
sure.
if your audience follows, fine, and if they don't, you know.
Yeah, but and that's true, and we know people that whether it's some artists, as in literally the paintings that they did, that the one guy who did that basically the painting version of the fight, fight, fight,
mm-hmm.
lost all kinds of following. I know singers that once they said something positive about Charlie Kirk, lost like half their following.
Yeah.
It's like people will let you know one way or the other how they feel very quickly.
Well, Zach Bryan has now joined the pro-illegal alien side of the country's most consequential wow. political debate. The question is, will his fans go along for the ride? He's had some run-ins with the police himself. He was arrested in Oklahoma in September 23, hit with charges of obstruction of an investigation. He later told fans he was in the wrong and how he reacted during a traffic stop. He said, today I had an incident with the Oklahoma Highway Patrol. Emotions got the best of me, and I was out of line in the things that I said. I support law enforcement as much as anyone can. I was frustrated in the moment. It was unlike me, and I apologize. They brought me to jail, and there's a mugshot of me floating around. The following year, Ryan earned praise when he posted about his respect for law enforcement and lamented the death of New York Police Department Officer Jonathan Diller. Now, Brian seems to be hewing away from that sentiment.
Yeah.
The fading of the red, white, and blue. ICE going to come bust down your door.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, when I hear that, I think I go back to that very famous picture during the Clinton administration. You know, little...
Elian Gonzalez.
Little scared kid in the closet. And there's, you know, the ones that, that Bill sent in there with, you know... AR-15 weapons of war. They were. Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, the people that were handling them could probably appropriately handle them.
Probably so, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Families of hostages still held in Gaza, together with relatives of those already returned, urged the Norwegian Nobel Committee on Monday to award President Donald J. Trump the Nobel Peace Prize,
wow.
saying, with a profound sense of momentous urgency, that his determination made possible what many said was impossible, and that in this past year, no leader or organization has contributed more to peace around the world than President Trump.
Nice.
From the moment of his inauguration, he brought us light through our darkest times. The Hostages and Missing Families Forum sent the letter days before the committee announces this year's laureate on Friday. We write to you as families who have endured unimaginable darkness, families torn apart by captivity, living each day with the agony of empty chairs at our tables and the desperate hope that our loved ones might one day return home. They credit Trump with prioritizing hostage recovery from the start of his presidency, saying his unwavering commitment and extraordinary leadership returned 39 loved ones and for others allowed the dignity of burial and closure, a mercy that we feared might never receive. They added that he secured the freedom of dozens of U.S. citizens as well as hostages of other nationalities from around the world.
And yet American Jews just criticize him, tear him down. Yes.
And some, it appears, if you believe the polls in New York, some of those Jewish folks might actually vote for Mom Donnie, who couldn't be any more anti-Semitic.
Isn't that, that just blows your mind, doesn't it? It's like,
it's just,
is it intentional ignorance? Is it just the hate of conservatism? Do they want the handout? I mean, what is it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the term self-loathing.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
This just in, Greg.
Yeah, what you got?
Government still shut down.
Oh, I was hoping that since last hour would have changed.
No. Oh,
okay. Right.
No, not so much. Hey, but, you know, if there's a winner who comes out of this, and people who are asked that question, most people agree that it will be the Republicans. Yeah, because they can see that the Democrats are at fault here. All they have to do is go with the clean continuing resolution, which, I mean, I'm not crazy about that to begin with, but that'll at least give them some time to work on other proposals. But it's only like 7 weeks. This whole thing is going to be replayed again, what, like the end of November? So, yeah, it is going to sound like Groundhog Day. Government shut down, government shut down.
And we wonder why Congress has some of the lowest, you know, in general, you know, approval ratings of basically any job in the country.
Well, the ironic thing is here, Congress, well, if you say the House.
Big picture,
they actually, you know, supported this. It was Senate Democrats under Schumer.
Absolutely.
Who is pushing for the, no matter how they slice it and dice it and try to say it, they're pushing for health care for illegals. And that's a big sticking point for Republicans, and it should be. And it shouldn't even be debated at this point because the government is shut down. They should go along with the continuing resolution and live to fight another day, so to speak, and try to work it out. And you can't have, you can't always have what you want when you don't have the majorities in the House or the Senate. You don't have the White House anymore. So, you know, you can't always get what you want, as the Rolling Stones would say. I mean, they could try to leverage for it. That's what they're attempting to do right now. But most people don't think it's going to work. In fact, a majority of registered voters believe that Republicans will win the shutdown fight. This was a recent survey, Harvard-Harris. They asked respondents, who do you think will win the government shutdown, the Democrats or the Republicans? Across the board, 62% said Republicans will win the shutdown fight, while just 38% had confidence that the Democrats will emerge on top. Republicans are overwhelmingly confident that they will win, 92%, and most independents, 62%, also believe that Republicans will emerge victors. However, 70% of Democrats believe that they will win the shutdown battle, as Democrats are famously refusing to agree to maintain current spending levels over COVID-era subsidies, turning this into a healthcare battle, something that Speaker Mike Johnson said is misleading on the part of the Democrats because those are two separate issues. Well, right now they are.
Yep.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Jerry, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I blame both sides, basically. although the Republicans hold a higher moral ground, they should. The budget expires every year, September 30th. It's been that way for decades. Under Speaker Johnson's leadership, they should have gotten something done instead of negotiating last minute. But more so, the whole shutdown is basically due to Senator Schumer trying to protect himself from the left flank and a Senate bid by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because when he voted, rightly so, in March to keep the government open, he got excoriated and she was going to primary him. So this is basically him trying to save his whole career. He's throwing the whole government into chaos for his own selfish reasons, and it's terrible.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. In fact, I said it in very similar fashion this morning, too. Yeah, I mean, that is the take, mm-hmm. that it yep. is it's a game Schumer's playing and trying to protect his seat from AOC. And I think no matter what he does, he's not going to protect that seat.
No.
Not in that area, not in the district he's in. I think AOC, this will be the changing of the guard, and the Democrats will get even further to the left, which in some ways, have fun. Go get him, Tiger. It's 8:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 8:52 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Tropical weather update coming. First, I want to remind you, and we know you're busy, so we want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Tropical weather update brought to you by Radiant Credit Union. Yeah, we've been very fortunate so far in this hurricane season, and maybe we'll continue to be. We are, though, keeping an eye on disturbance one, 90% chance of cyclone formation in 7 days, with showers and thunderstorms gradually becoming better organized. It's an area of low pressure. It's about 1,000 miles east of the Windward Islands. If these trends continue, they believe a tropical depression could form as early as later on today. Now, it's still a long ways from us. It is pointing our general direction, so we'll keep an eye on it. And this would be one where, yeah, by the end of the week, we'll have a better idea of what's taking place there, and you'll still have plenty of time. Jags win. How about them Jags? Big win over the Kansas City Chiefs, 31-28. Mahomes and company came to the stadium, and well, they left with another L. They're 2-3, but the Jags are 4-1. They are looking good. And Trevor Lawrence, our star quarterback, he tripped. He fell down again. Then he regained his footing, still had the football, and found his way into the end zone for the winning score. So, It didn't look that play wasn't the prettiest, but it was effective. And the Jags win 31-28. So congratulations. Way to go. We got my Detroit Tigers taking the field against the Mariners in Detroit. Now we have home field advantage.
There you go.
That series is tied 1-1. It's a best of 5. So there'll be 2 games in Detroit. And if need be, they'll head back to Seattle. Hopefully the Tigers will win the 2 in a row. But that's just me being hopeful. Baseball, I love it, especially when it's playoffs and things, and you you know, care about one of the teams that's in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a little bit more exciting.
But you know, baseball, for whatever reason, I know for me, and again, coming from St. Louis, I guess because it was such a baseball town, even though we had football, you know, hockey is big, but like a childhood memory of summertime. You know, even if you were out as a kid playing, you always had a neighbor or two, and you know, the old guy on his porch with his little transistor radio, and you'd hear him listening to the game. And like that was part of childhood memory for me.
Absolutely. Time. Yep. Mr. Stein next door had
was it? Again.
Tiger baseball on his radio. George Kell and Ernie Harwell.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
Yep, from the old memory banks for sure. Hey, what's going on with this this race in Virginia?
It's a weird one.
Democrat Attorney General candidate Jay Jones continues to hold a nearly 200 endorsements from organizations, elected officials, prominent Democrats, several days after text messages resurfaced from 2022 in which he discussed shooting former Republican House Speaker Todd Gilbert and referenced his children dying. As of Monday, October 6th, none of his endorsers have withdrawn their alignment or publicly called for him to drop out of the race. But even MSNBC's Morning Joe, he called for him to drop out of the race. He denounced the text allegedly sent by the Democrat Virginia Attorney General candidate wishing death on a Republican lawmaker. And he said he should probably be forced to withdraw from the race. Yep. That's so. But none of the actual endorsers have strayed away from the candidate, even though he made a completely foolish statement. 9 o'clock stretch is right around the corner. You start stretching now if you want. I'm not. 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.